So what's the method? Well, if you've ever been on a public speaking course, what you normally learn is, once you've planned your speech, is divide it into key points. And then you put those key points on things called cue cards. So there could be a list of 10 key points that you can use to keep you on track throughout the speech. Now, it's a lot better than having lots of separate bits of paper that are all screwed up or get shuffled around. But even cue cards, you can lose the order of those, or maybe you forget the order, or you lose them. The best speakers in the world are the ones that do it entirely from memory. So enter what I call the mental speech file. Now, the first thing to do is obviously you've got to prepare your speech. And there are various techniques. Now, one method I use, it's called mind mapping. It was invented by a guy called Tony Bazan. The idea is you get a big sheet of white paper, and you just chuck down in the center a picture of the theme. It could be a new product, so you just draw a little picture of it. From then, you just chuck out all the ideas. You just draw off, radiate branches, and put little symbols, little pictures, and try to keep to one word on a branch. And of course, you have sub-branches. Now, at the end of this exercise, what you have is one sheet of paper with all your thoughts on it. So it acts sort of a mirror for your mind. You can see the whole speech in front of you. Now, from this point, you can then get the structure of the speech. You can see which are the most important points. Then you divide that into key points. And guess what you're going to do next? You're going to convert those key points into key images. And of course, the key images then go on a journey.